I'm Jim Dewey with today's Ag Feature. Last Thursday, the USDA released its August World Agricultural Supply and Demand Report and its Crop Production Report. Yesterday, Bloomberg News agricultural policy reporter Alan Bierga talked about how those numbers caught people by surprise. Today, Bierga talks about the effects of international trade on prices. On Friday, the U.S. Grains Council reported an increase in exports of corn, but that report seems to have had little effect on prices.
And that tells you a little bit about the difference between the corn market and the soybean market. Of course, you know, one out of every four U.S. soybeans goes to China, and exports have really been driving that. You know, corn is more about livestock production and ethanol, and exports are strong, and they're an important part of the market. But in the end, you know, it's the number three use for the crops. So the exports are going to help, but that alone is not going to bring up the corn price the way it would, say, with soybeans.
What kind of effect will this report have on talks on the farm bill, or will we wait until harvest is done before we can see anything like that?
Well, you know, the farm bill discussion is going to be heating up in earnest around around the harvest time. And so there's going to be some more data coming in before it. But what's happening right now is it's the August congressional recess. And so all of the members of Congress are in their home districts, and they're taking a look at what the conditions are now, and they're hearing from their constituents based on now. So when the discussion of the farm bill takes place, you're going to have more information about the size of the crop. You're going to know more about the prices that farmers actually got for it. But as far as the words that are ringing in lawmakers' ears from their meetings and events with constituents that bring them back into Washington for it, it's actually the conversation that's going to be having right now. A lot of the debate that's going to happen this fall, the impressions that are being made coming into this debate are happening now with these numbers during this time of the season.
Anything else you'd like to mention about this particular report and its effect on the markets?
Well, one thing about this report is it just reminds you just how national U.S. crop production is, and that you really have to be looking. You know, you can't just have good forward vision and focus. You have to have good peripheral vision as well, because those peripheral states can affect the markets. The other thing I would note in terms of your discussion about the farm bill is another aspect of what's happening this summer is that the Agriculture Secretary, Sonny Perdue, is very much out in the countryside. And the USDA has signaled that it's going to be a lot more active in this farm bill discussion than it has been in the last couple. So you're going to have to think more about the administration as being a player in this piece of legislation as well. And that's a factor we haven't seen in a good 15 years.
That's Bloomberg News agricultural policy reporter Alan Bierga. And that's today's Ag Feature. I'm Jim Dewey.